Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
With body image. How about eating? Do you eat when you're stressed? Do you eat when there's nothing else to occupy your time? Well, our next guest, Elizabeth Lilly Hill, has written a book all about loving your body. How to love the body you have as you create the body you want. The book is called The Body Love Manual. And Lilly Hill's joined us on the Burke Allen Show. Hey, Lilly, thanks for being on the program.
Burke, thanks for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Now, you say, as I look through the book, The Body Love Manual, that you personally had an issue with compulsive eating. And, Lilly, I've also seen your photos, and I can't imagine that to be the case. So tell me more.
That's so sweet, Burke. Well, it was the case for about 15 years of my life. Every single day, I battled that compulsion to eat, even though I wasn't hungry. I knew that I wanted to lose weight. I didn't know how to do it. I was frustrated with myself because I kept gaining weight, even though what I thought was the bigger part of me wanted to lose weight. I could not stop myself from reaching for that half-gallon ice cream or that pizza. So the reason I wrote the Body Love Manual is because after maybe making myself the guinea pig in a research project to figure out how do you lose weight permanently without dieting, because we all know diets don't work, I finally figured out that it was in part by learning to be kinder to myself. Not only kinder to myself, but kinder to my body. I recognized that by disliking my body and judging it, it made me eat more than I was hungry for, and it made me stop listening to its wisdom. And the body can lead you to your healthiest weight without dieting if we listen to it. We don't realize it's the voice in our head that's getting us to eat compulsively. It's not our body's fault. Our body is the victim of our thoughts.
The author is Lilly Hills. The book is The Body Love Manual. And the eating, the compulsive eating, started with you at what age, Lilly?
It started when I was 18 years old. I went on my first diet, and that set off a 15-year cycle of dieting and losing weight and gaining weight, 50 pounds, 80 pounds. And truly, it is, as I understand, the plight of two-thirds of America, how challenging it is to get over an eating addiction. It is one of the most challenging things of all, because the truth is we have to deal with food every day. If you're an alcoholic or you're a drug addict, it is also extraordinarily challenging, but those items just need to be cut out completely. With food, you need to learn balance, so I'm of the mind that it's one of the most challenging addictions to move beyond. The good news is you absolutely can. You just have to take some radical action. It can't be something that you do on the sidelines. You have to get in there right away, and if it's not reading this book, it's getting a coach. But do something dramatic. See a therapist. See a counselor. You got to switch things up if you want a different response in your life. If you want a different experience, you have to move. You have to change the way you've been doing things. That makes perfect sense, but it's hard to get us to do that. We live in patterns of behavior that to knock ourselves out of require a little bit of help. Doing it on your own is quite a feat.
Easy to say, tough to do. That's why the Body Love Manual has won a Best Book Award from USA Book News, so congratulations on that. And congratulations on finally getting this under control. You talked about some pretty big numbers. You're not a big lady, and 50 to 80-pound weight swings, and that's got to be really, really hard on you physically as well as mentally.
Yeah, it really is. And that's why I'm so compassionate with anyone out there who's struggling with a compulsive eating issue. It's not easy to move beyond. And, you know, I think a lot of people, I can remember when I was at my highest weight, people would say, well, just don't eat so much, or just eat this, or just eat that. And I'd think, you know, Don't you think that I want to do that? Don't you think that I want more than anything to be at my healthiest weight? Do you think I'm happy being like this? People just don't understand unless they have it. How challenging it is to say no to yourself when you are in the middle of a binge. It can feel literally impossible, almost like taking a tiger on a walk through a meat factory. You know, it feels out of your control. But the good news is it is within your control. But it takes there's a practice that is required in order to get there. And that part of a huge part of it is learning to get control of the thoughts that are getting you to eat compulsively, the thoughts that are driving you to reach for that cookie, even though what you really want is to take a walk outside and calm yourself, or you want a hug from a friend, or you want to do something fun. We use food as a supplement for our emotional appetites. And that's why we never feel satisfied, because the emotional appetites are what really want to be addressed.
Now, Lily, you lead lots of workshops for ladies that talk about things like self-respect and self-appreciation and balanced living. Those are very conceptual things, but as a first action step for someone who's listening right now and they know they need to make a change in their life, what is an actionable first step for a lady to take?
Okay, so I would say, I'd say that the first thing to learn how to do is listen to your body. If you want to lose weight without dieting, you have to learn to listen to it, which means start eating when you're physically hungry. Now, that sounds easy, and that sounds, you know, completely reasonable. But the truth is, waiting till you're hungry to eat can feel really hard for a compulsive overeater. But getting familiar with what your hunger feelings feel like. So for some, it's a rumbling in their stomach. For some, it is an empty feeling. Some people get cranky. Some people get headaches. But when you tune into your physical hunger, then you start eating when you're hungry. That means your body's ready for food. It's ready for energy and ready to digest that food. Now, if you stop eating when you're satisfied as opposed to full, that's when your body is working in perfect harmony. That's when you're able to digest the food most optimally. So start eating when you're hungry. Stop when you're satisfied. And here's a big one. I honestly believe that if we got rid of televisions and the computer while we were eating or any distraction, we could immediately change the obesity epidemic. Most of us, I know that the reason that I spent so many years in a conflicted relationship with my body is because I ate when I was watching television, which was always so much fun for me. It was almost like my only treat. But when I stopped doing that, that's when I saw the big change start to happen.
Interesting. So take away the TV. Lily Hills is our guest. The book is The Body Love Manual. And we'll talk to Lily about how losing all this weight has changed her life and her tips on whether dieting is a good thing or a bad thing right after this on the Burke Allen Show.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You can also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit greatvideotool.com today. That's greatvideotool.com. Do it now. Greatvideotool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
Food, glorious food, indeed. It's the subject that many of us struggle with, and Lily Hills is no exception. She's the author of the Body Love Manual. Lily has yo-yoed with her weight up 80 pounds at one point. And Lily, you are, by all accounts, a very lovely young lady. And as I look at your photos, I wonder, did people treat you differently when you were overweight as opposed to the new slim, svelte you?
Well, I do have to say, I think that there is definitely a bias in our culture against people that are carrying extra weight, because I think there's judgment behind it. I think there's judgment. People think, wow, they should just get their lives together and they should just stop eating. I don't understand it. But when you're in the midst of it, you understand that it's not that simple. So, yeah, I would say that I'm absolutely treated differently, but I also believe that part of the reason I'm treated differently is because I treat myself differently. Because there were times when I was dieting that I would lose weight for a little while and I would be at closer to the weight that I am now, and I didn't notice a huge difference in how people treated me. But what I do notice now that I treat myself with respect and appreciation, which doesn't mean I'm egocentric. Loving yourself doesn't mean you're egocentric or loving your body.
Sure.
It just means you hold yourself in a place of appreciation and respect. Now I notice that people treat me very differently because of that component. So that's part of the reason why I'm such an advocate for treating yourself and your body with respect, because life changes in direct synchronicity with how you treat yourself. And it kind of sounds a little hokey pokey, but the truth is it works. I'm a living example of it, and my clients are living examples of it. It really does work. When you hold yourself in a higher regard, the world reflects that relationship.
One of the reasons, Lily, we wanted to have you on the program today is we're heading into the holiday season, 2 weeks and counting to Thanksgiving, and then it's all those Christmas treats and then New Year's. You got to try to get into that slinky little New Year's dress.
Right.
Any suggestions on getting through this really tough time?
Well, other than buying the Body Love Manual, if they do call today, Burke, they get a free half an hour phone consultation with me if they'd like. But in terms of getting through the holidays, I don't want to see anyone have to give up a party because they're worried about gaining weight. So what I'd suggest is if you're going to a party, make a commitment before you go in. Say, all right, this is my intention. I want to enjoy this party. I want to be present to the party, and I want to eat in synchronicity with my body. When you take your plate, take a salad plate if there's that option, or just put a salad plate full of food on your larger plate and eat with your non-dominant hand. That slows you down. It gives your body time to register, yes, I'm full, I'm happy, I'm satisfied, and allows you to still enjoy the party. So non-dominant hand, about a salad plate full of food, because that's about how much it takes to feed your body for the most part. That gives us the feeling of satiation. And eat it as slowly as you possibly can. Those are great tricks.
Well, that's a great idea, and I've never heard eat with the non-dominant hand, so that's excellent. As long as you don't stab yourself in the side of the head with a fork, I think we're doing okay.
There's a chance of that, but it may be worth it, so you enjoy the rest of the party.
And you also mentioned something in our last few seconds. I wanted to ask you about it. You mentioned for folks who purchased the Body Love Manual today that you would do a 30-minute telephone consultation. Tell me what happens on those phone calls.
Well, basically, we talk a little bit about their history with food, how long they've been on the diet and weight loss cycle, and I would give them, offer them some practical suggestions for how to start eating in synchronicity with their physical appetites and how to deal with the emotional appetites that arise because we're stressed or depressed or fearful about the economy or worried about our kids, how to basically silence that voice in our head that makes us reach for food when we're not hungry. So that's the process, and finding out a little bit, if we have time, what's at the root of their desire to eat when they're not hungry. Because once you figure that out, that's half the battle, finding out why I'm eating when I'm not hungry. Then you can figure out the different techniques and processes to move you towards your healthiest weight, once and for all, permanently. Because I never worry about my weight anymore. I eat all the foods that I love. So That means I still eat pizza. I had pizza last night for dinner, and I have dessert when I want it. But I now don't eat it compulsively. I eat it with presence, and now I really enjoy it. Before I'd eat, and I wasn't even aware of what I was eating. I was just so compulsive around it. Now I love eating more than ever before because it's a way to nourish my body and pleasure my palate simultaneously. So I cannot recommend highly enough how vital it is to start appreciating your body, because you'll watch a lot of your emotional appetites fade as you start to appreciate it more and respect it for the miracle that it is. Our bodies are unbelievable, but most of us aren't trained in understanding that, so we just don't treat them that way.
It's hugely timely information as we head into the holidays, and it's all packed into the Body Love Manual from author Lily Hills. It's available online at thebodylovemanual.com. And you know, it's lunchtime here on the East Coast, so I'm going to take a cue from you, Lily, and go pleasure my palate right now. Thanks for being on the
program. I love it, Burke. Fantastic. And thanks for having me on the show. You're a lovely gentleman.
Well, happy to do it. The book is The Body Love Manual. Lily Hills is the author. Pick it up online at thebodylovemanual.com. I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. But at night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that lid so slowly, take a peek up north, down south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth.